Phoenix Audio presents
Bodies Electric by Colin Harrison. My name is Jack Whitman, and I should never have had the first thing to do with her. I shouldn't have indulged myself, my loneliness, my attraction to her, not with what was happening at the corporation at the time. But I am as weak-hearted for love and greedy for power as the next guy, maybe more so. And I was crazy for the sex. Of course, that was part of it. If only I'd worked longer at the office that Monday night, or gone straight home. Instead, I took a cab uptown to eat at a small Mexican place right on Broadway and had a few drinks with dinner. I watched couples lean toward one another, and when I'd been made lonely by their intimacy, I took the subway home. That one choice, right there, made all the difference. In my seat, I opened the Wall Street Journal. I turned to the stock pages to check on my own portfolio. Money has a certain intellectual fascination if you have enough of it, and I did. More than necessary for a 35-year-old guy living alone in New York City. $33,000 a month gross. But it was nothing compared to the sums the chairman and Morrison, our CEO, were pulling in. The whole audacious game was rigged for their benefit. Of course, neither man was worth such sums. No one is. We're all replaceable. Just bodies. The subway car, grinding through the dark tunnels, was empty enough that everyone on it was seated. And as I stared at the newsprint, something touched the toe of my shoe, a red crayon. Opposite me was a dark-haired girl of about 4. I picked up the crayon, reached across the car, and handed it to her, smiling at her mother in the polite manner of strangers. I glanced into her face and saw her exhausted eyes quickly look down, avoiding mine. It was then I suffered that first jolt of appetite.